What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, Mr. Bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I'm going to cover a few different sports here with Paul Hamilton in studio. Paul, what do you think of the place?
I like it. It's different from the last time I was here. We have this beautiful Just Call Jed Studios banner here, which I had never seen before. So that's, I think, an upgrade for here. We have the wide receiver big board behind you.
We do.
Which I had never seen before. So
that goes back to last April.
I have an official behind me here.
That's also new.
You guys are not new. I've been with you before.
Thank you so much. That's correct. We are not.
Well, Mike mentioned we could cover a few different things because we had the pleasure of talking with an author yesterday, Will Bardenwerper, who did an event in the Elmwood Village. He said it was packed. Yeah, I saw pictures and looked great. He has written a book that just came out. He spent a year in Batavia just exploring the history of the Muck Dogs. Like, they'd lost the team. It was one of the when COVID and Major League Baseball just shuttered a bunch of minor league teams. Batavia was among them, and he's written a book about it. And we had a nice chat with him, and it seems like his event at the place down off Elmwood, Lexington Avenue, went well. But we're talking about Batavia, and after we had finished up talking with this author, we were chatting for a few minutes. I think Paul did work for the Muck Dogs. I think he worked for them for quite a while. I have that in my head. Like, Howard was in Niagara Falls, and you,
Jim Jackson, the Flyers announcer, was in Utica.
Okay, and you did you were involved with the Muck Dogs, and I was right.
Yeah, I didn't work for them. I worked for the radio station, right, but did the games and. It's interesting. We had a bunch of people. Matthew Collar did Batavia games.
Mike mentioned that yesterday,
and,
too.
And Pat Malacaro. Actually, he has a ring from them. I didn't even come close to a ring. They were 1 year of an independent. I don't even know if they won 10 games. It was painful.
Did you hammer them?
What's that?
What was your style? Did you hammer them? I mean,
I wasn't an employee. You did it this way. Normally, if you do it this way, you don't get in too much trouble. You have to. I did this at Niagara for hockey games too. If somebody makes a mistake, you have to bring it up. I don't pound on it. I don't sit there for the rest of the period in the third period going, this guy gave the puck away and now they're down by a goal, and just keep saying it. Say, I said it when it happened, and let's move on. And that served me well.
That's good.
Yeah.
When I did the 1 year in Rochester in 95, and I thought it was going okay. It was a great experience. There was one, I remember, I will maybe never forget this. It bothers me. There was a pitcher. I was doing play-by-play, and I referred to him as the little lefty because he was short and left-handed. And that sounded like something I would have heard on a baseball broadcast, right? The little lefty deals or something like that. And I got reprimanded. And, like, really? you're never going anywhere if you talk like that. Like, what is this? I just I suddenly had a bad taste in my mouth about it. Like, and that was working.
But I don't see anything wrong with that.
I never did. I never did. I didn't understand the critique. I didn't understand it. And I felt like from there forward, I was always on the wrong side. Like I just, my nature would be to call stuff out, but not in a personal way ever. Mm-hmm. Like that's not me either. But like working for teams is different. You know, it can be at least.
Yeah, I did. And you didn't. Games. I did, as you know.
That's where I met you.
I did Batavia games. I've done Bison games now. Pat Malacarlo, I've helped him out for the last 3 years. And as I said, I've pretty much stayed true to that. Through your credibility, you have to mention a mistake, but you don't have to keep pounding on it.
Right.
And that's the way I feel.
Well, you just shared with us, because I brought this up off the air to confirm that I was correct, that my brain still works, at least in this area, that you had done time with the Batavia baseball team, that you had a rain out on the road in, where were you? Oneonta, you said?
The Oneonta Yankees.
All right, yep.
I have a Yankee
John Elway?
Not when I was there.
You just missed him, yeah.
Okay. I think I just missed him. Or if he was, I don't remember, but I don't believe I did a game with him.
Okay.
I don't remember doing one with him. I remember one is a highlight you're going to bring up. The other highlight I had was the Geneva Cubs came in and Jamie Moyer came in and struck out 18 Batavia batters in Batavia.
Nice. And he never went anywhere, Bulldog. I don't know if you know this.
Jamie Moyer,
very ineffective
who
short
I
career.
Sat right behind home plate and watched at Salem Field a few summers ago.
The like Geneva just, Cubs.
Right? Moyer Moyer came back in with, I don't know who he was with then, but like playing, like, you know, at the end of his career, he came in and pitched against the Bison.
I'm enjoying this. I hope it's still baseball. It's old baseball at that. He is mentioned in Moneyball. I recently reread Moneyball. And was it Hatterberg? I mean, there's a lot about Scott Hatterberg in that book. And if it's not Hatterberg, I apologize. But there's a batter who's just in this long at-bat with Moyer. And in the book, it's told that Moyer eventually just walks toward the batter after, like, the seventh foul ball or something. He's like, "Where do you want? What do you want? Just... where do you want me to put it so we can get this over with?" that's least adjacent awesome. To the real story.
That's right. Awesome.
Right. Well, we got to get to some hockey here, but you just told us a Mike Hargrove story that was tremendous.
Yeah. He was with the Cleveland Indians at the time, and he had just retired. I wanted to say in the middle of the season, Mike said his last game was in October, but maybe he went to spring training and could have gotten hurt. Because you got to remember, the season in Batavia starts in June.
Okay.
And he shows up, and they make him the hitting coach. And he shows up with his family. They live in a camper, young children, beautiful family, nice people. So they always went to all the road games. They were always there. We got rained out in Oneonta. And he comes to me, he goes, "We're going to the Hall of Fame. You want to come with?" Yeah, sure. So I got to go to the Baseball Hall of Fame for free and go through him with a Major League Baseball player. And that's the first time I've been there a couple times. That's the first time I had been there. And that's one of those things where you keep your eyes open and your eyes and ears open and your mouth shut. And you just go around. And it was awesome.
Very cool.
I love the idea of traveling around. I don't know how much the family loved it, but I just love that idea. Talking to this author yesterday about his experience in Batavia, tripped a wire for me. I remember reading, and I think I talked to this author, Michael.
Will Bardenwerper?
No, not him. Michael Lamb, I think, was the name of the author. I Googled it yesterday. Stolen Season was a book that he wrote. This author, Lamb is definitely the last name. I might have the first name mixed up. Where he traveled around the country in an RV, just going to minor league baseball games all year. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that is just the coolest thing. I read that. I ripped through that book one spring in like 3 days, and I'm not a voracious reader at all, but I just love that idea. Like, I think it's a great way to see the country.
Well, his kids were very small, so they didn't take up much room, and it was a great big RV.
Awesome.
So they just enjoyed going to all around all the games, watch the baseball games, and all be together.
Moyer, by the way, should I have confused anybody, pitched for 25 years in the major leagues, holds the record for most home runs allowed. It seems like a pretty safe record. Justin Verlander leads active pitchers. He's 159 away. Home runs off Justin. They better come quick.
Yes.
If they come too quick, he'll quit. So I don't think he's catching them.
Right.
522 home runs allowed.
Well, let's get to the real reason that we, although I've really enjoyed this. This is a nice little sidebar for us. But Amherst tonight in Laval, right, gets game three. All the remaining games, if we get five games, the remaining three will all be in Laval. That's how that works, right? Rochester had Wednesday, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
How good a job did they do Friday getting even in the series?
Excellent. And by the way, folks, you can, and I will have it before we go, where you can watch this for free if you'd like to. It's not on a regular channel, but I'll let everybody know. I just got to look up the emails we're talking. I watched the first, because it was right after I had a kidney stone surgery. So I watched the first game, and they were out of sorts. They hadn't played for 13 days. And I know people don't want to hear excuses, but sometimes it's not an excuse. It's a fact. And they looked every bit like they hadn't played for 13 days. Levi's leaving rebounds everywhere. Five goals go in on him. And still a 5-4 hockey game. Because Rochester's a good team anyway. And then they show up for Friday and the Amherst were back. I mean, it was like stingy defense. Levi's right on his game. He's moving great. He's got the rebounds covered. They aren't shooting all over the place. Laval did get three goals, but you couldn't really blame him for any of them. Deflections type mm-hmm. of goals. And one was a giveaway, and the guy wound up with the puck right in front of him. And I think they gave up 19 shots the whole game. I mean, Levi was impressed. They did a great job offensively creating chances. They were on it. They had over 30-some-odd shots. They like shot volume on that team. They feel they can create chaos, and they did. On all four goals, guys around the net. And not like the guys you're thinking. Guys like Roseanne. And Rusick. I mean, they put Rusick out there with Kulik and Roseanne, and that was a great line. They tied the game late in the second period, and then they put the team ahead. But everything you saw was just the right way to play hockey. And they're when they get going, they're like a machine. They had to have that game. Laval
sure.
had the 2-0 best record, down, yeah. and you're going to go there for three games and try to win three in a row. And they did a good job with that. Now they do go on the road tied. It's a best 2 out of 3 now, but they also are one of the best teams in the American Hockey League on the road. I think they're second or third in the American Hockey League on the road. I mean, the Amherst, yeah, Laval, the best record. The Amherst are right behind them. They were in first place for a lot of the end of the mm-hmm. year. So that's a good thing, too, that they know how to play on the road.
Laval was given the option of when to play their games, like to go back and forth 2-2-1 or something, or just do 2-3. So that's why the better record team is home for three in a row to end that series. Paul Hamilton with us. Roseanne, by the way, since you brought his name up, what do you think his prospects are going into next year?
I just love him in Rochester when I see him, and I don't particularly care for him when I see him in Buffalo. I've had maybe one game. Is the game he got his assist in, I thought he played pretty well in. And I just know he can play better, and I think he can play better. But I don't think it's time to give up on him either. He's not old enough where, mm-hmm. you know, he could still catch on. And he was their best player by far on the ice in game two. And as I said, he weighs, what, 170, 180 pounds soaking wet, and he's going to the net, beating guys who weigh 220, out battling them. That mm-hmm. the goal Rusick scored was just because Roseanne won three battles going from the boards to the net, kept the puck alive where Rusick could just sweep it into the net. And that was all Roseanne's doing. If he doesn't do all that and win those battles, they don't score. So I haven't given up on him yet, but it's interesting how so far when he plays in the NHL, now people could say, well, look who he's playing with. He very often...
He's been a bottom line guy up here.
I understand. I get that. He did play a game or two with Kulik, who they know mm-hmm. they know each other very well, and that's one of the games I liked. I think he got an assist when he was playing with him. So, yeah, before you want to give up on him, you want to give him an opportunity, maybe in the top six, to see exactly what he could do. Flow Sports, by the way, is where you yep. can go to watch the Rochester, all three games in Laval, if you would like, and they are for free. You can go see that, I believe, on YouTube and on the AHL's website. So if you'd like to see those games, you can do that.
Is that 7 tonight?
7 o'clock, and if you want to watch it in French, Laval's feed is there too. Both teams' feed is there.
Oh.
So you can watch it in French or English.
It's always better in French. Is anything not better in French? Name a thing that isn't better in French.
This show's better in French.
It has to be. It's other people talking. It would have to, the translation has got to be an upgrade. Yes.
Well, Paul.
I used to love the sometimes on, you know, like the center ice package, you'd get a Canadiens game in French.
Yeah.
And just to hear like commissaric in the middle of all the French.
Yeah.
It's the best.
And Levi, don't forget, is from the area.
So, yes.
So he's fired up to be there. And we'll see if that, keeps him going.
All right.
As I said, there's just one poor game he had and the whole team did. And I get why they did.
Well, Paul, we're into the Final Four in the NHL. Florida did their thing last night.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about the game at all, but I'm not surprised. I don't think Carolina they're a little bit like Florida light in a way to me. Like they want to body you, they want to frustrate you, but they just, I don't think they have enough. And the goalie, like that game last night, I watched it very closely, and I thought Bobrovsky, as much as the scoring it up, as crooked as it was, and Florida kind of dominated the game to an extent, they were the much better team, I think, to the eye on the ice. Bobrovsky still made a half a dozen saves to me that were like, that game could have been a very different
Carolina
game.
Carolina has some guys that can put the puck in the net, definitely. I had been thinking about Freddie Anderson before that game started, thinking, you know what? Is he doing a Bobrovsky here? Bobrovsky was an awful playoff goalie. Then in the middle of a series, he's in and he's never out again. He became a goaltender. You know, it was always good regular season goaltender, bad playoff goaltender. And then it was regular season Bobrovsky, and he has been ever since. And I was wondering, is that what Anderson's doing here? Well, yesterday I kind of got that out of my mind.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm a little bit after yesterday.
Yeah. How about tonight? Dallas and Edmonton for a second year in a row here. And, I mean, that's a coin flip to me.
Yeah, and I bet it's 7 games. I could see it easily being 7 games. This should be a fun one to watch. Last night wasn't as fun to watch, but not for the reason I thought. I thought it was because Carolina's going to choke the game.
Right.
I thought we may see a 1-0 game with 5 scoring chances.
I hated almost every minute of the series they played with Washington. I'd be watching Owen be in the kitchen making something for dinner. I'd be like, this game is terrible. Please give me a better game.
Yeah, but Florida, regular season's like the preseason for them. And then they get in the playoffs and they start ramping it up as they go along and go along. And it's just starting to ramp up for them now. They know how to do this.
Yep, they're pretty good. I mean, this is if they make the finals and win, three finals in a row, two cups in a row. I mean, we haven't seen a lot of that. And makes next year more
Tampa
interesting.
Tampa did it in the other order. They won two in a row and then made it to a third and lost pretty recently. Right?
It's just so hard.
Yeah.
The one before is where they lost in the first round. They got swept by Columbus.
That was
that's when they decided they had to change the makeup of their team. Not their stars.
Right.
They kept their stars, but they had to change their makeup a little bit, and it worked.
Yeah. Well, like I'm invested in Dallas. I have a silly bet with teams winning championships in all four major sports, and I've got Dallas and Oklahoma City here. So I'm rooting for Dallas. But, I mean, the attention on McDavid and Edmonton should be pretty I'm excited to see this series, and frankly, like, my bet, whatever, it's a long shot, like Edmonton getting to the final again would be pretty compelling.
I liked Dallas last year. Now they have Rantanen, right, which I think makes them a better team, and they've gotten the guys who were injured back, who are key guys for them, so that's going to help them. I love their goaltender. Now Edmonton's goaltender came to the party at the end,
right,
back-to-back shutouts after right. He was getting pulled all the time. So who knows what's going to happen with Skinner in goal. Right. I mean, you know Ottinger's solid. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen there. But I'm really looking forward to it.
And I think they're close to getting Pickard back, too. Like, if they need him. Like, if Skinner goes, you know, gets off the rails again, I think they will get him. I don't know if they'll have him tonight, but he's supposed to be back pretty soon. They may even
Stolarz
have him tonight.
Made it to at least back up for the last Leaf game. So right. he was getting there.
Would you have voted to ban the tush push?
No.
All right.
I just think it's a football play. But right. I also haven't been in the middle of it, laying on the ground like...
with 900 pounds or 1,200 pounds on top of you.
I can't say I know what those guys feel like or the risk of injury being in that spot, because I've never been in that spot. But I would not have voted against it. But as I said, I don't have that kind of information either.
We were debating which side you'd be on.
What did you think?
I, just like the rule itself, I really couldn't decide.
Yeah.
I could have heard you say what you said,
right,
and I could have heard you say, yes, dangerous, you know, you're sort of scratching the surface there.
I just don't like how it looks.
And it's just dumb.
Pushing the player. Like, I get the line of scrimmage dog pile point, but being able to pile in, like, you couldn't do that until after 2005, and now it's just everywhere, and I don't know.
I wonder how opinions of it might skew demographically. Like, the older you are, the less you like it, or vice versa. I really don't know. I think a lot of people are sort of not confused, but split on the thing.
Quick, can I give you quickly?
Yeah.
I said this to Bulldog the other day. I didn't say it to you. I find it interesting in both the NHL and the NBA. The teams that are left, Dallas, 5th, Edmonton, 9th, 10th and 11th in the East. Mm-hmm. In the NBA, you do have number 1, but then it goes 5, 6, 10. It's interesting how the best teams... can't survive in either league
this year
other than Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
And then you got the 5th place teams after Oklahoma City in both leagues.
Yeah.
I mean, it's to me, that's kind of crazy.
It's more surprising in the NBA, I would say. I mean, that's what I mean when I say it's hard to win two cups like that.
Yeah, the good teams in the NBA usually get through.
Too much luck.
Nice to see you, Paul. Thanks for coming in.
No problem, guys.
Thank you, Paul. Yep.
Paul's appearances with us here on WGR brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this.
We had a nice chat with Joe Patrick from our Odyssey friends at 92.9 The Game in Atlanta on the Falcons. An interesting team, you could say. I think so. We'll have that for you after this break here on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.